John Barrier went into a bank to cash a $25 check at the U.S. Bank in Spokane, Washington. He was wearing his Ace concrete baseball cap and jeans. Looked a little bit like an itinerant. Very much like an ordinary customer. If you don't know what business you're in, chances are you probably won't have a business to be in. What a tragedy it is when the church forgets that it's in the business of pointing people to eternal life through Christ Jesus. Maybe, just maybe, some have forgotten what business we're in. As he left the bank, he tried to drive his pickup truck out of the parking lot. The young man at the parking booth, however, told Mr. Barrier that he would have to cough up 60 cents or he'd have to go back into the bank and get his parking ticket validated, proving that he'd done business at the bank. If you don't know what business you're in, chances are you probably won't have a business to be in. What a tragedy it is when the church forgets that it's in the business of pointing people to eternal life through Christ Jesus. Annoyed, Barrier went back into the bank to have the teller stamp his ticket. Except that he could not find the original teller. And the one that he did find refused to validate his ticket. She thought he was a panhandler, looking for a handout. This time, Barrier was really ticked off. Give me the $1 million that I keep in this bank, he snorted. And I'll take it next door. Alarmed, the teller called the supervisor, who whispered to her that the customer was indeed a multimillionaire real estate developer. The bank apologized quickly and stamped his parking ticket. But you see, it was too late. If you don't know what business you're in, chances are you probably won't have a business to be in. What a tragedy it is when the church forgets that it's in the business of pointing people to eternal life through Christ Jesus. Maybe, just maybe, some have forgotten what business they're in. Barrier withdrew his money and took it to the new bank down the street. Because of the unserving nature, because of the insensitivity, the bank was out $1 million. I just wonder, how many have walked into the church to see Jesus, and the church sees preoccupied panhandlers with no clue as to the business they're in and no desire to serve anyone other than their special interests, and the seekers walk out. We've lost more than a few dollars. And we've forgotten what business we're in.